A few ideas about Yom Kippurim. Everything I'm telling you is coming from the sefer called Oz Yashir. It came out last year by his name, Rav Moshe Aryeh Zev. Rav Moshe Shverad. I am not sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. Rav Moshe Shverad. It's a fantastic sefer. It's a hashkafa sefer. It goes through. The name of the sefer is called Oz Yashir and the Ta'anei HaMoadim, the reasons behind the mitzvahs of the Moadim. And he has gone through all of the major svarim, and he presents ideas. So on Yom Kippurim he has a very nice elaborate mimer on wearing on this, that we do not wear shoes. I want to discuss this topic. One of the five inuyim that we fulfill on Yom Kippurim is we do not wear leather shoes. Okay, there are five things that are forbidden. We know eating and drinking is min ha-Torah. It is min ha-Torah. And then there are three that are only min ha-Rabbanan. Number one is oil, sicha. Number two is we don't apply oil to our body. Number three, the next one is we do not bathe. Bathing is forbidden. And marital relations is forbidden. And wearing shoes. Ni'ila sasando. Wearing shoes is forbidden. Now, what kind of shoes? Leather shoes. So today, we have a solution for every problem. And today, we have sneakers. And more often than not, the sneakers are more comfortable than shoes. So we totally defeat the purpose of not wearing shoes on Yom Kippurim. You're standing all day. What? So there are definitely people, we mentioned this, there are definitely Gedolei Yisrael who are of the opinion that since the purpose is that you should afflict yourself, and Chazal told us not to wear shoes in order to fulfill that purpose, so therefore a person should not wear comfortable sneakers. You should wear a type of shoe that is less comfortable than your leather shoes. That way, not only do you fulfill the letter of the law, you fulfill the spirit. The letter of the law is the leather. Not only do you fulfill very good the leather of the law, you also fulfill the spirit of the law. I don't see too many people practicing that dimension.
That's what you call the spirit.
So what?
Used to wear galoshes. Rubbers.
Yes. Galoshes? Wow.
Yes, that's what he would wear.
Okay, this is something that is interesting. Okay, you don't see people most. The attitude is if it's mutter, it's mutter.
For those of us not Gedolim,
you couldn't get converts.
For me, it's fine, exactly. Okay, so this is just something to be aware of, that there is the letter of the law and there is the spirit of the law. You shouldn't get hurt, of course. You have to wear something to protect yourself. But obviously, if you have a choice in whatever this is, this is a topic of discussion. What you should wear. There used to be a topic of what's very popular. Crocs. Are you allowed to wear Crocs on Yom Kippurim? So the minig is it's mutter. 95% of the poskim hold that Crocs is not called leather. It's not forbidden. There is a minority opinion who hold that Crocs is a derivative of wood. I don't know. There's some shita. There's some very strange shita that holds that. There's some shita that holds that crack. It's not the minig. The minig olam is when makel, everyone wears. You see, crack. It's very popular. It's a very popular thing to wear.
Or
whatever it is. But it's only forbidden not to wear leather. Okay. So that's the halacha. Okay. That is the halacha. Now let's discuss. As this sefer does, he goes into Tamei Menachim. He has a treatment. I've never seen anywhere such an elaborate treatment on the inyan of wearing shoes. He touches upon probably everything in the Kol HaTorah Kula where we find the inyan, where we find the theme of shoes, and he tries very hard to understand pi hashkafa what is it that Chazal wanted from us when they demand that we do not wear shoes on Yom HaKippurim. And to be honest with you, I don't really understand what the message is, what the bottom line is, after going through like 30, 40, 50 pages. But in the process, it's fascinating how he touches upon so many different issues. So let me just think out loud with you and present you some of the different areas in Chazal where we find the theme, the concept of not wearing shoes or taking off shoes, and we'll just talk about each idea a little bit, and maybe you on your own have, can come up with some common theme to explain the significance of not wearing shoes on Yom Kippur. Number one, and this to me really is the most significant thing. I don't really have an explanation of what it means, but this is something which I find very interesting. Look in Tanakh, and look how it's described, how the Torah describes how the Torah demands from us, or demands from an individual, to remove his shoe. And we will find there are different expressions, different vocabulary words. And obviously, each word expresses a different idea. For example, first time we find the shoes in Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the word that Hashem said to Moshe? Shal ne'olecha me'al raglecha. Ki ha'mokai ma'asher ato oimeit sham ad mas kodesh. The word is shal. Let's start with the words. Let's then go to the Yavama. The Yavama is instructed to go to her Yavam, the Yavam who does not want to do Yibum, and to remove his shoe. And what is the term the Torah uses? V'choltza na'aloi me'al raglo. She shall be choletz. Does not use a form of shal. The Torah here employs an entirely different word. These words have nothing in common. There's shal, and there is chalitza. Chalitza really refers to the straps. Chalitza means to loosen the straps. And when you loosen the straps, memelo, you then take the shoe off as well. Shal, we have to come back. We'll come back to the words in a moment, but let's start throughout the words. Let's go to Rus. In Rus, when Boaz, he purchased the right to marry Rus, he was the Goyel. So Boaz said to Rus, I can marry you because there's someone who is in line before me. So he went next day to the market and he found the Goyel, Pliny Almoini, and he asked him, are you going to redeem the field of Elimelech? And then by extension, if you the Goyel, you have first rights to do Yibum, to marry. That's not a halachic Yibum, but it's the spirit of the law to marry Rus. Are you planning to redeem the field? And by way, are you planning to marry this woman? And he said, no, I don't want to destroy my seed. She is a Moaviyah. And it's not yet clear in halacha if a Moaviyah is permitted to come into Klal Yisrael. I don't want to get into the Shaila. I don't want to do it. Memela, I'm not interested. So what did Boaz do? Boaz made a kinyan. V'zois lefanim b'Yisrael. He made a very unique kinyan. He made a kinyan sudar. V'zois lefanim b'Yisrael al ha'gu'ula v'yala tu'uda v'yal kol do... Val Tamura Lakayim Koldovar Sholaf Ish Naaloi Vinosan Lireyu. There's a question, what does it mean here Naalo? Does the word Naalo mean a shoe? Some learn it means a glove. In this context it means that you take off your glove. Sholaf Ish Naaloi, they wore gloves. Naaloi Vinosan Lireyu Vizois Hatuda Be Yisrael. What is the word the Torah uses, the Navi uses here for removing of the shoe? Not the word shal, it's a different word. Sholaf. Okay, it might have the same shoresh, but it's a different word, has to pay. Sholaf ish na'aloi v'nosan lireyu. It has a different connotation. So far, three words. There is shal halacha me'araglecha by Moshe and by Yeshua also. Right. Yeshua also, it says the word shal, and it says the word chalitza, the cholza na'aloi me'aragle by the Yavama, and it says the word sholaf by the minog v'zois lefanim b'Yisrael. Now, there's another word that's used in reference to, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says, you're not allowed to wear the ni'ilas hasandal, it's in the positive form. It is forbidden, I don't have the exact words in front of me, but the prohibition on Yom HaKippurim, the mitzvah is not to take off the shoe, the prohibition is to be noyel, To be noyel a minol is to wear a shoe. It's a different form. It's the positive form. So look at that. When it comes to shoes, there's just a prohibition. Do not be noyel. Don't put it on. Moshe was told shal. Yeshua was told shal. The minig in Klal Yisrael is sholaf ish na'aloi, and the Yavama has the mitzvah of chalitza. Different words are being used to describe the relationship we have with shoes. Isn't that very interesting? Now, I told you, I'm just thinking out loud with you. He doesn't really explain. He's calling scientist idea, and he tries to explain a little bit, but I couldn't really appreciate what he's trying to say. It's very interesting. Is that what exactly are we trying to do on Yom Kippurim? Are we trying to be Mekayim Shal, Shalaf, Chalitza? Or are we just trying, we're not being Noel. We're not even getting into the issue by putting on when the day begins, when we prepare for the day, to put on the shoe. Yom Kippur begins, it begins at night. During the day, Yom Kippur, we're wearing shoes, right? We're wearing shoes. Is there an Inyan? Oh, now at the Sisna of Sekes, I'm gonna do chalitza. I'm gonna loosen the straps. I'm gonna shal ne'olecha, because the mokum, the Beis HaKnesses that I'm coming to is Admas Kodesh. And when I come to the Beis HaKnesses, there's gonna be camaraderie, because it's gonna be v'zois l'fonu mishol sholaf ish nale v'nosan l're'ehu. That has a connotation that there's some type of friendship. When we engage in a transaction, the way we engage in a transaction, buying and selling in commerce, so the way we make kinyanim is, we give each other shoes. We give each other shoes. A certain friendship that's part of the process of a transaction. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the word shal is used in reference to kedusha. You're coming to a makom kadosh. In Rus, the word sholaf ishnalo is used in connection to a concept which I believe, which I'm just trying to suggest, a friendship. Bein odom lachaveroi. By the Yavama, chalitza. Chalitza, what is chalitza? Chalitza is to release the person. You're stuck with me. You're stuck with me. Chalitza is a very appropriate word, because chalitza means to loosen the straps. And it's not to be shal, because you're coming to a makom kodesh. There's no kedusha when it comes to it's you're tied, you're bound. Our yavama is connected to me. I'm holding you back. I really should marry you. There's a zika, and the way I'm going to allow you to marry someone else is by releasing you. So it's very appropriate the word chalitza is used, because chalitza means to release. You loosen the straps. When you loosen the straps, mimela, the shoe falls off. We come on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we want to loosen our connection to our sins, to loosen up, to loosen the connection to the Averos. On the other hand, we're not being noyal, we're not dressing ourselves in shoes. What is a shoe for? A shoe gives a person mobility. We make a bracha every single day. One of the things that he discussed at great length is every single day we make a bracha, she'asa li kol sarki. Kol sarki means that we are in control of this, we have the mobility. A shoe gives men mobility. You can travel, you can move, you can go from place to place. If you don't have shoes, you're stuck, you're grounded. On Yom Kippurim, what are we trying to do before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're trying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going nowhere. Without you, we do not have mobility. Another theme is Malach. As Chazal said, Malachim, the Malachim do not have a regel yeshara. Malachim are oimdim. V'nasati l'cha mehalchim bein ho'oimdim ho'ela. Hashem says, I will give you the ability to move to Zechariah. I'll give you the ability to move among these creatures who are stationary. A malach is an oimed. A malach does not have to go anywhere. Therefore, the malach does not have shoes. A human being is a mahalech, he moves, he travels. To travel, you need shoes. When you take off your shoes, you are saying, I want to be similar to a malach. And indeed, that's what we do on Yom Kippur. We do not eat, we are like malachim, and that's another reason why we take off the shoes. So I'm trying to suggest over here is that Yom Kippur, when we do not wear shoes, we're really connecting ourselves to all of the different use, all of the different verbs that the Torah we find in Chazal, in Tanakh, in Chazal in reference to not wearing shoes. We identify with Moshe Rabbeinu. We recognize that Yom Kippur is the time when we come to Admas Kodesh. We connect to the Kohen Gadol, who goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That is the ultimate place of Shal Nelecha Mi'al Raglach Yamachim Asher Ato Oimed Sham is Admas Kodesh. So Mitzanecha, we connect to the Kohen Gadol, and therefore the word Shal is the appropriate word. Mitzat Sheni, we just learned the Chaya Adam, that Hashem does not forgive man for the sins Ben Adam L'Chaveroi until he is Mephais Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. And we find the removal of a shoe in reference to a connection to our fellow man of Sholaf Ish Na'aloi V'Nosan L'Re'ehu. We also find the word Chalitz in reference to the loosening, is to release yourself from your imprisonment, from your bondage. When we are all prisoners of our own minds, the whole year we are trapped in a world of Gashmias. We are trapped into doing things, into being drawn after hate, after sin. On Yom Kippurim, what we're trying to do is to loosen those straps, the Cholza Naloi Me'al Raglai, to release our bondage, to release ourselves from our own imprisonment, from the Yetzirah. And we also have the theme of not putting on a shoe, because a shoe represents the theme of a shoe represents power. It represents the ability to travel, to be independent, to be mobile. We are coming on Yom Kippurim to say before the Ribbono Shel Olam that without you we go nowhere. We are yours. We stand lifnei Hashem titaru. We stand stationary like a malach before you in humble submission before you. So we don't put on the shoe. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to suggest over here. Is when the shoe, we find at least four different examples of how shoes are used in Chazal. The different terminology that's used in reference to shoes to represent four different ideas. And the truth is, in Yom Kippurim, all four of those ideas definitely have some degree of application to us in our approach to coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now there's another very important idea of shoes. It dwells upon quite a bit, and that is Mechiras Yosef. Yosef, when he was sold to the Yishma'elim, so they took him out of the pit, and they discovered that Yosef was still wearing clothing. For whatever reason, it's not really clear why, they were under the impression that when they were selling Yosef to the Yishma'elim, when they sold him, they were going to sell him naked. Because Yosef, why were they jealous of Yosef? What was the reason why they were the Kesoines Pasim? He was wearing this beautiful garment that his father made for him. That's what triggered all the jealousy. And they actually took the garment, and they took the garment, and they dipped it in blood. So it's not really clear he was still dressed in something. It could be he had undergarments, or he had some other garments that he was still dressed in. And the brothers were very disappointed. They wanted to humiliate Yosef and sell him to the Yishma'elim bare naked. And when they took him out of the pit, and they saw that he still had clothing, even though they took away his kesoines pasim, and they still had undergarments, they said to the Yishmael, it's a mekach tos. You can't take him with the clothing. If you want to keep that he should remain dressed in the way he is, you have to pay us more money. We only sold you his body. We did not sell you his clothing. You want to keep the clothing, the undergarments? More money. So the Yishmaelim said, nothing doing, we're not paying you any more money. So they got into a fight. And World War III was about to break out. They had to get someone to come and negotiate. And there was a pshara. They would give shoes. They had some old shmata shoes in their wagon. They gave the brothers 9 pairs of shoes for in exchange, not for Yosef, for the clothing, in exchange for the clothing that he was still wearing on his back. That's what it says in the Medrash. Now, if you notice in the Eila Ezkera, that's what we say on the Asarva Gemalos that we recite in Yom Kippurim. So it says there that the Hegemon, he ordered that the castle, that his palace, be filled up with shoes in order to provoke the Asarva Harugi Malchus that when you sold your brother Yosef, when your ancestor sold you sold Yosef, you were makbid on the clothing on his back, you were makbid on be paid, and you took in exchange shoes. So even in the nusach of the Eila Eskra of the Asara Gemalas that we were saying in Bakipurim, we do make mention of shoes. What's interesting is when the Kohen Gadol comes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he does not wear the big day Zahav, he does not wear his clothing. He does not wear his beautiful clothing. The Kohen Gadol is supposed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim wearing the big day Shemayna, 8 garments. Torah says no on Yom HaKippur. When you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you only wear the big day Lavan. No clothing. And it goes without saying he comes in barefoot. When the Kohen Gadol comes in barefoot, he's coming without the shoes and without the clothing.
He was barefoot
the whole time? The whole year round. He's always barefoot. But certainly when he's always barefoot. But it's interesting to note is that the person that's being mechaper for us is being mechaper for us in the state of being barefoot. And they always were barefoot, right? Always were barefoot. But they're being mechaper instead of being barefoot. This should be the same way when he does not wear the clothing. Is ein kategar nasa sanegar. You don't wear the big day zahav. Ein kategar nasa sanegar. The Kohen Gadol is also barefoot, because if he would be wearing shoes, that would be a zecher of the shoes that were taken for payment for Yosef. It's one thing. I'll give you an example. The classic example from the Ramban's question. Why is Egypt, why are they so considered to be bad guys? Why do they have to be destroyed for what they did to Klal Yisrael? It was meant to be va'avodim v'inui oisam arba me'oshana. What's so bad? The answer is, it's not only did more than they were supposed to, that's one issue, they did it with a lishma. They did it with a zest. They did it b'simcha. They had such hanah torturing the Jewish people, ad k'dei kach, that when we left, they ran after us. They ran after to kill us. Like the Nazis, you see, read some of the stories, you see some of these documentaries, they didn't just follow orders. You want to say they followed orders, they want that to be your line of defense, you followed orders. Why did you do with such a simcha, with such mockery, and such cruelty? That says it all. The ikar chet of mechiras Yosef, is a very important point, is not the mechira. They had very, very good reasons for the mechira. They viewed Yosef as a roidev. They had very, very solid reasons that would have held up in a court of law as to why they sold Yosef. Look, the Nazis, they put forth a lot of them put forth a very valid claim of following orders. What do you want from us? We're following orders, us or them. This is what we're told to do. The whole argument doesn't carry weight because you're following orders, but it wasn't orders. Look at the hanoi you had. Look how you hit them. You demean them. Look at the pleasure you had in carrying out the order. That shows it wasn't just following orders. You did this on your own volition. You did it the same thing. The brothers had the full right. They had their reasons. They were wrong. There's no question they were wrong. They should have been punished for selling their brother. There's no excuse to sell your brother. But they were cheshbonos. Ad kidei kach, that finally when the sale was over, and you already gave him over to the Yishmaelim, and they're carrying him away, and then you notice, wait a minute, he's not naked? He should be naked. What is he wearing underwear? What is he wearing an undershirt for? He has socks on still. What's going on over here? This is not fair. Zelo fair. Bring him back. You want to go take his verstunken underwear? You got to pay for that also. What are you going to give us for that? And they didn't let him go until they took shoes. The ikar chet of mechiras Yosef are the shoes. Because that goes to show, not lying. It wasn't the mechira. It wasn't the mechira. The mechira, they can justify. It's not a very good justification, obviously. There's no excuse. I told you I'm selling your brother. But there's a lamdash mahalach in justifying. It's ad kidei kach. You go so far to take in exchange for the underwear, shoes. It goes to show the real reason why you're selling your brother. It's not because you're so concerned about Klal Yisrael, about Hashem, and about Nitzchias. You're selling him because of Sinas Chinam. The shoes is the Ikar Gilui revelation of the Chait of Mechiras Yosef. And thus, you know who knew this? Who knew the Zvart? The Hegmoin. The Hegmoin in the Asar Harugi Malchus, he filled up the palace with shoes before he tried the Asar Harugi Malchus, and he told them, are you really guilty? The shoe says it all. The Nehla, when we don't wear shoes on Yom HaKippurim, the Mefarshim, the Shlod, he brings us down, a lot of it brings down the Ikatan, it's because of, you know, obviously because of Inui, but one of the reasons we don't wear shoes is to remind us of Sinas Chinam. And Ein Yom HaKippur Mechapa bin Odom Lamokoyim Ad Sheyefayis Es Chaveroi, until you atone for the sins bin Odom LaChaveroi. The Shoresh of every Chay bin Odom LaChaveroi is Mechiras Yosef. And don't go say, but Mechiras Yosef, there was a Lomisha reason why it had to be, because we're concerned about the spirituality of Klal Yisrael has to be perfect. It's baloney, baloney, baloney. The proof is the shoes. What do you need to go and chop the shoes for? Why you have to go demand? That says that it's really Sinas Chinam. Memela, shoes have no place in the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis Medrash, on Yom HaKippur. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we're out of time. Let's stop this today.